Big issues. Reparations for Black Americans. Advocates say the nation's legacy of slavery should be addressed with reparations and a truth commission. Opponents say living Americans should not be held responsible for wrongs committed by slave owners. Support. Representative Joyce Beatty, Democrat, Ohio. Beatty is chair of the Congressional Black Caucus. Just over 400 years ago, the first recorded African slaves were forcibly and violently brought to North America from modern-day Ghana. While much has changed in society since then, the chains of slavery are still felt in the form of health disparities, economic inequality, and social injustice. As a result, the Congressional Black Caucus is calling for reparations for Black Americans. The idea is not new. The Congressional Black Caucus has led the fight for reparations every year since 1989. H.R. 40, also known as the Commission to Study and Develop Reparation Proposals for African Americans Act, was spearheaded by Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, Democrat, Texas. Representative Ayanna Pressley, Democrat, Massachusetts, says this is a time for reckoning. And Representative Jamal Bowman, Democrat, New York, has called for the establishment of a National Truth and Reconciliation Commission to investigate, document, and assess the federal government's role in America's history of racism. Some people might question the need for reparations now, when the 13th Amendment ended slavery in 1865. Our aim is not only to compensate for the decades of unpaid labor, but for the subjugation that followed under Jim Crow, segregation, and the systemic injustices Black Americans still face today. Black Americans deserve reparations, and a formal truth and reconciliation process is part of our power, our message. As the chair of the Congressional Black Caucus, I believe it's time to level the playing field. And reparations can help lay the groundwork for a brighter tomorrow for future generations of Black Americans. Oppose. Representative Burgess Owens, Republican, Utah. Owens is a member of the House Education and Labor Committee. In 2019, I spoke before the House Judiciary Committee on the dangers of reparations. From my perspective, as the great-great-grandson of a slave, I recently re-emphasized this message as a committee member and the second elected Black representative from Utah. My grandfather served in World War I and was the first in my family to get an education. My father fought for democracy abroad in World War II and built a legacy as a professor, researcher, and entrepreneur. This intergenerational progress represents the common thread of self-worth that allowed each of my ancestors to see themselves as victors instead of victims. I believe they would agree that reparations are not the way to right our country's wrongs. First, reparations are impractical and logistically impossible. Second, reparations do not represent the reality of a proud and tenacious community who, like those of my lineage, worked, studied, and overcame to live their American dream. Third, reparations teach separation and convey a narrative that Black Americans were a hopeless, hapless, and oppressed race entitled to handouts. The Black community's commitment to faith, family, free market, and education allowed it to overcome unspeakable odds. If we are sincere about paying reparations, let us start by celebrating this proud history. The restoration of this proud history will require championing policies that grant every citizen, regardless of color, creed, or religion, the freedom to pursue the dreams of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Contact your elected officials. The Honorable Name, U.S. Senate, Washington, D.C., 20510. Phone 202-224-3121. The Honorable Name, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515. Phone 202-225-3121.